Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sugar and Skulls by L.M. Terry launches the Rebel Skulls MC series with a gritty, emotional motorcycle club romance that blends danger, loyalty, and unexpected tenderness. Set in a world where brotherhood is earned and respect is enforced, the story centers on a heroine drawn into the orbit of the Rebel Skulls, a club with its own code and hard boundaries. As attraction intensifies, the relationship is tested by the club's rules, old enemies, and the consequences that come with choosing a life near outlaw power. The book leans into classic MC romance elements such as fierce protectiveness, high-stakes conflict, and the push and pull between independence and belonging. At the same time, it aims to explore what it costs to trust someone whose life is built on risk. For readers who like fast pacing, strong chemistry, and a plot that mixes romance with looming threats, this first installment sets the tone for a darker, adrenaline-charged series. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, entering the Rebel Skulls world. A major focus of the book is immersion into the motorcycle club environment, where community and danger exist side by side. The Rebel Skulls are portrayed as more than background atmosphere. Their hierarchy, expectations, and shared history shape every relationship and decision. The heroine's introduction to this world creates a natural tension between her everyday instincts and the club's hard-edged realities. That contrast drives scenes where rules matter, reputations carry weight, and loyalty is not an abstract value but a daily requirement. The narrative uses the club setting to raise the stakes for romance because intimacy is never just personal when a brotherhood is involved. Attention is also given to how outsiders are evaluated and how trust is built slowly through actions, not promises. This creates a framework where romance becomes intertwined with survival, social standing, and the threat of retaliation from rivals. For MC romance fans, the appeal lies in watching a new connection form under pressure, while the club's presence amplifies both the protection and the peril surrounding the central couple. Secondly, high-stakes attraction and emotional vulnerability. The romance in Sugar and Skulls emphasizes intensity, but it also hinges on emotional exposure. The characters are drawn together through chemistry and circumstance, yet the relationship is complicated by fear, pride, and the instinct to stay guarded. In MC romance, the love interest often embodies strength and control, but the story also highlights the cost of that persona, especially when genuine feelings create openings that can be exploited. The heroine's perspective adds another layer, balancing desire with self-preservation and the need to set boundaries in an intimidating setting. Rather than presenting attraction as effortless, the book frames it as a series of choices made amid uncertainty. Moments of tenderness matter, because they occur in a context that rarely allows softness, which heightens their impact. The emotional arc is driven by questions of trust and whether the characters can be honest about what they want without triggering consequences from the club, enemies, or their own past experiences. The result is a romance that aims to feel both heated and human, with vulnerability functioning as a real risk. Thirdly, brotherhood, loyalty, and the club code. Another key theme is the way the club's internal bonds influence personal freedom. Brotherhood in the Rebel Skulls is depicted as a protective force, but also as a system of obligations that can override individual preferences. The club code operates like an unwritten law, determining who is safe, who is watched, and who is considered a liability. This affects romance in practical ways. Relationships can shift power dynamics, invite scrutiny, and create conflicts of interest. The story explores the idea that loyalty is demonstrated through sacrifice, sometimes requiring characters to put the club first even when it hurts. At the same time, the bond among members can provide stability and a sense of belonging for those who have lacked it elsewhere. This dual nature gives the plot room to generate tension because the same group that offers protection can impose limitations. Readers are invited to consider how identity forms within a tightly controlled community and what it means to earn a place in it. The club becomes a living character in the story, shaping motives and escalating consequences when lines are crossed. Fourthly, external threats and the pull of violence. The book uses external danger to keep the narrative moving and to test the strength of the relationship. Rivalries, past grudges, and the broader criminal ecosystem around an MC setting create a sense that trouble is never far away. These threats function as more than action beats. They force characters to reveal priorities and expose the limits of what they can control. When violence or intimidation enters the story, it also raises moral questions about what kind of life the heroine is stepping toward and what kind of man the love interest must be to survive. The tension often comes from anticipating escalation. A small conflict can become a larger reckoning once pride, territory, or reputation are involved. This atmosphere of looming consequences makes protective behavior feel urgent rather than merely romantic. It also highlights the risk of collateral damage and the reality that love can become leverage for enemies. Through these pressures, the plot underscores a central MC romance idea: Affection can be both a shelter and a vulnerability when surrounded by people who solve problems with force. Lastly, choosing belonging without losing yourself. Beneath the grit and adrenaline, Sugar and Skulls also centers on personal agency. The heroine's journey involves weighing connection against autonomy and deciding whether closeness to the rebel Skulls can coexist with self-respect and personal goals. In stories like this, belonging is tempting because it offers protection, purpose, and intensity, yet it can also demand conformity. The book explores how a woman navigates a space where she may be underestimated, judged, or treated as an extension of a man's status. The emotional payoff comes when she asserts needs and values despite the intimidating environment. For the love interest, the challenge is learning that real partnership requires more than protection and possessiveness. It requires listening, restraint, and an ability to make room for another person's choices. This topic ties the romance to growth, suggesting that love is not only about surviving threats, but also about building a relationship that does not erase individuality. The most satisfying moments in MC romance often occur when characters create a shared future on their own terms, and the book leans into that question of what terms are possible inside a rigid world. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy motorcycle club romance with darker edges, high tension, and a strong focus on loyalty and protection. If you like stories where the relationship develops under pressure from rules, rivals, and the ever-present risk of violence, Sugar and Skulls offers that mix of heat and danger. It can benefit a reader's life by providing an emotional escape that still feels grounded in real stakes. The characters must communicate, decide what trust costs, and confront the consequences of choices rather than relying on easy fixes. The romance also emphasizes the value of boundaries and personal agency, themes that resonate beyond the genre even when the setting is extreme. Compared with similar MC romances, this first entry works as a gateway into an ongoing series and aims to balance club culture with character growth, so the story is not only about intimidation and action, but also about belonging and identity. For buyers, that combination of series momentum, intense chemistry, and a structured MC world makes it a worthwhile pick for anyone building a collection of gritty contemporary romance. If you would like to support LM Terry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.